Coach, you said you were going to treat the game as getting ready for next year. Does that mean that Paxton Lynch will start on Sunday?
No. What I said after the game was that, you know, I told the players I wanted them on the plane ride home to clear their head. And that next week, we look at next week as, you know, moving on in the future. We can't do nothing about this season. So that's what I told them. And I think that's what I told you guys. As far as playing, you know, I like to sit here and say we'll play everybody. I'll make a decision on Paxton. You know, we'll see. You know, we got home at 3:30 in the morning, so I haven't made any decisions today. So I'll make those the next couple of days.
Would you see a scenario where if you think one of the players is too injured to play, that you would have to move somebody to IR?
You know, Jeff, I think we got to look at a lot of things, you know. John and I just talked briefly this morning, but obviously we still continue to have some issues going on with some guys in concussion protocol. All those guys that are in protocol are still in it. We got, you know, coming out of the game last night, Kayvon, you know, concerned about Kayvon. So, obviously, we got to get everybody we can get to Sunday, you know. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know if we will. I wouldn't rule out that we wouldn't.
In a case specifically of Paradis, given everything he's been through,
No, you know what? We're pushing everybody to play to, you know, to go. I mean, there's, you know, I don't see that right now. Matt's been good. He's played good. He's just, you know, he's facing an off-season surgery. But I know it's important to Matt. He's always ready to battle, and I expect that from everybody, and have gotten that from everybody. So no, I don't see any changes like that at this point as I talk to you today.
Any update on Derek?
Wolf. Actually, Derek he did something else. You know, it wasn't like it's the same injury or whatever. He actually wrenched his neck in another spot or whatever. I mean, you know, he's just been through a lot. He tried to battle for us. He was sick for a couple of days. He, you know, we went to the game. He, you know, came in here Saturday. I'm getting confused here, and said, "Coop, I'm going to play. I'm going to make it." You know, he wanted to play, and you got to. Applaud guys like that to give it up for the team, but you know, had another issue come up, so we'll have to see where he's at.
Gary, how surprised were you that in such an important game, everybody comes out so flat?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know about that word. I mean, obviously we played poorly. You know, we gave up 380-yard-plus touchdown drives, I think, in the first four times he touched a ball. So, I mean, that's not like us. You know, we had ourselves in position 21-10 before the half, you know, made a decision to try the fake field goal, obviously. But I think we kept battling. We just didn't play good enough as a team to win. I mean, heck, that's a poor. We played defensively, and we've been really pretty consistent defensively. Offensively, not making the most out of possessions. Like I said, two possessions in the second half, and there's 7 minutes left in the game. So, and turned the ball over on special teams. So, I mean, we just – it was a group effort. It was not good enough as a group, coaches or players.
Coach, you said for the players to use the plane ride as a way to think about things.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on the plane ride?
I think about a lot of things. I don't have enough time for that. You know, I think about the players and I think about the coaches and how hard they work. And, you know, we battled really, really hard this year. We had ourselves in pretty good position about 4 or 5 weeks ago. But, you know, we just haven't played well enough, especially offensively here down the stretch to, you know, to continue to play some more. So it's disappointing. You know, everybody working really hard, but hasn't been a lack of effort. And I let them know that. And that's all of them, coaches, players, everybody.
Did it strike you how razor thin it is between a Super Bowl champ?
Oh, yeah, Mike. I mean, that's a fact. If you last long enough, you know, you go back and look at those great years when things worked out for you and you think about how the ball bounced for you to get there, you know. And last year we played in a lot of really close football games. But the thing we did last year, we were able to get leads in games, you know, and people had to play different against us. They had to throw the ball. You know, you go back to the playoffs, we scored first in all three of those playoff games, first possession, all three of those playoff games. So we haven't gotten anybody in that position here in the last month. So I think that's been a big difference. Even though we've been in some close games, we haven't been able to get somebody to play from behind and let our guys go rush a passer, which is kind of what we do best, you know. So it's been tough.
Does it become a more difficult task evaluating a young passer when for the majority of the season you can't run the ball as effectively as you'd like and you can't protect as effectively as you'd like?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think you can evaluate people. I mean, you're evaluating a lot of things. You know, obviously you got film, game, which you guys all see, but I'm seeing a guy every day, how he practices, how he prepares, how he does things. So there's a lot of things that go into evaluating guys, whether or not you think, you know, they can be a great player for years, you know, for many years and be consistent as a pro. So I think there's a lot more to it than just that, but obviously that carries a lot of weight.
Gary, what drawbacks, if any, would there be not playing Paxton Lynch?
You know, I don't – I mean, there's no drawbacks to anything. I mean, I think what I have to do is sit down here, see where we're at as a team, and, you know, get some good direction, and that direction is going to come from some of the health that's going on with this football team, and we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. I just don't want to sit here and try to – I'm not trying to talk that one way or another today. I just – it's been a quick, short night, so I'll address that.
With a strong start to the season and kind of a difficult finish, was there a point along the way where you felt like it kind of turned for you guys?
Turned, I don't know about turn. I think I made a point last night after the game. I think we had an opportunity in week 11 for our confidence to really take off, you know. And I'm not saying it went the other way, but we come out of that game. We lost Trevor for a week, I think the next week, right? He didn't play. We lost him. We did some good stuff when Andy was part of our team. We kind of had some things we were doing better. And then all of a sudden we lose Capriz. And, you know, so we got some things going on to me that – all of a sudden, we started playing a little differently, not playing well, and, you know, it just hurt us. You know, we were still playing good enough defensively to maintain and hang in there, and you know, you get out of Tennessee with the win or something like that. You know, it can still propel you. So just it's been disappointing since then, but we were in pretty good shape at one time, but that's this league. You know, it's a marathon and not a sprint. I know we've all heard that one before, and over the long haul, we just haven't been good enough.
When you say that you guys are playing differently, what do you mean by that?
I would just say what we became a little bit from two backs to one backs to some of the things that we did a little bit different, you know. So, but that's, I mean, it's not an excuse. I'm not telling you that. We became that last year, and we found a way to survive and still be successful. So that's part of football. You know, when you lose people, you got to adjust. You still got to go out there and move the ball and do things, and we didn't get that done.
That didn't quite look like Trevor last night.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, Mike. He didn't. I mean, that was obviously not one of his best outings. That's a great experience for him. I mean, that's as tough a place as there is in football to go play as a quarterback and handle your team. And even though he had been in there before and watched Peyton do it one year from the sidelines, it's a little bit different, you know, being that guy out there. So I think he'd be the first one to tell you he's got to play a hell of a lot better than he did, you know. But that's across the board. There's a lot of places we got to play a lot better than we did last night.
During that first Kansas City game, he kind of stepped up and was mm-hmm. playing big like you were asking mm-hmm. to. Do you think that injury kind of had the effect there after that?
Oh, I think it's affected him a little bit as far as – I think we all know early in the season he made plays with his feet. You know, we talked about that. He started to do that again, you know, before the foot issue. But also being a pro in this league, being a quarterback, being a leader, you got to go out there and play when, you know, when things aren't perfect for you and you got to still be able to get your team in position to win. I mean, we watched a guy do that for many, many years, you know. So that's part of playing that position. So you do have to change your game, so to speak, sometimes because of something you got going on physically, but you still got to get your team in position. So that's part of growing up.
You called timeout there with 8 seconds left.
Yeah.
Was that all right, Andy, you did what you did, we're going to try to score here?
Oh, absolutely not, Mike. You guys know me better than that. I actually called Trevor over. I wanted to run another play. I'm sitting there watching a kid like Henry catch a ball for the first time in the NFL, you know, and I'm thinking, give this kid another chance to make a play. I feel bad putting Trevor in position. He throws an interception. I don't want him to end the game that way, but no, and I don't think that way. I mean, Andy does a great job of coaching his team. He's a great coach. He's a good friend. It's our job to stop people, you know. So I don't think of things that way. I respect his team and what he does.
Do you have a better sense now that we're toward the end of how you can regain balance with the run game now that you have a big
sense? Yeah, I mean, obviously, Troy, I mean, it's been very disappointing, you know, offensively. Like I said, you know, I can go to points and say that I thought we were making some good progress and starting to do some of the things we wanted to do, but obviously, you look at the last 4 or 5 weeks, you know, we have not run the ball. And we've been in games, you know, trying to get back in some games. Like I said, being down. So, you know, and moving some backs around, doing some of those things. So there's been no consistency. So, I mean, other than tell you I'm disappointed, I got nothing else for you.
When you lost Janovich, how much did that shake up your ability to run your scheme?
I think when we had Andy in place and doing some things, I think we were finding some identity a little bit, you know, but you're going to lose guys. And Andy went through two injuries this year. He hurt his foot and he broke his hand, you know. So when you lose him, you have to adjust, you know, and that's part of it. It's kind of like last year. We started last year. We had Casey here, wanted to do some things. He was gone after about 5 or 6 weeks. We went to a one-back scheme, and obviously Peyton ran that extremely well, but we found a way to survive. That's football, you know. But Andy's a good player. He's got a bright future, and I think he can help us.
Kelsey, the matchup with Kelsey, not having Brandon and TJ, they found the right matchup there?
Yeah, you know, I was asked last night, Mike, about putting corners on him or something. Hey, he beat us in zone. He beat us in man. You know, he's a really good player. They moved him around. So he beat us in a lot of coverages, but, he did some good stuff, gave us some problems, made some big plays, and obviously he made a lot of them.
Mickey, last one, please.
You're talking about evaluating young quarterbacks earlier. How would you evaluate Trevor Siemian? Did he progress as you had hoped?
Well, I'm not through. Let me push through this week. We got another game to play, and we'll stay focused on that. But he's a good kid. I think there's been some positives. You know, let's see. Let's finish up here, and then we'll get started on stuff like that.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.